From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. Seattle's Gay Pride March is Sunday, and it got us to wondering what that term gay pride actually means. So producer Matthew Strybe went out to ask people. Many people told him the term symbolizes the freedom to be who you are. Elfin McIntyre says pride reminds him that gay men used to have to hide.
In fact, when the Stonewall riots happened and people couldn't be who they wanted to be, they had to sneak around, they had to have little hankies to decide how they're going to do it and where they're going to meet. And people thought of gay men as perverts because of bathroom stall issues, but there was really no way for a guy to meet another guy except for these funny little codes in secret.
The hanky code may be secret, but it's been around for decades, well known in most gay circles. A blue hanky in your back left pocket means one thing, and a white in the right means something entirely different. There are now iPhone apps for the computer savvy. Women are even adapting the code in fingernail polish. But back in the day, the hanky code was not merely decoration. It was a way to signal your homosexuality in a discreet and safe manner. People who didn't know the code were out of the loop, and that was fine. To find out more about the secret code of pocket squares, we turned to Jeff Hennis, owner of Doghouse Leathers on Capitol Hill, and we started at the beginning.
It started in San Francisco about 1968. This columnist out of San Francisco wrote this article, and it appeared in a New York paper called Queens Quarterly. I know.
Perfect title. Okay.
But, you know, Queens, New York.
Uh-huh.
It was addressed as a new West Coast trend.
Before we turned on the microphone, I mentioned that I lived in San Francisco in the mid to late 70s, and I remember not hankies or bandanas even, but chains. People wore
keys,
keychains. They were like chain fobs that mm-hmm. were on different sides. So is that related?
It's very related.
The hanky code began to spread across the country, especially on the coasts. Men who used hankies to flag their sexual proclivities were not openly gay, and there was no nationally recognized rule for what color indicated what desire. A mustard color hanky could mean one thing in New York, but the opposite in Los Angeles.
People were still finding out about it, and given where we were in 1970, early 70s, you only had a few national magazines. You didn't have the net, so it was very regional. People didn't travel as much, so it would spread from town to town. And they'd go to one event, and they'd bring it back and tell their friends.
I'm talking to Jeff Hennis, who founded Seattle Men in Leather more than 15 years ago. We're just inching into how things have evolved, and you mentioned, you know, there's the internet. People are much more global now, so how has this code, besides evolving from chains, from keychains, how has it evolved over the years?
Well, start out with 10 basic colors. Now the list has gotten quite esoteric and lengthy, you know, down to mosquito netting and baggies. You know, people have had fun adding things to it as jokes. So the main thing is you can't take it too serious once you get past the basic colors.
How has technology influenced the code?
It has caused it to spread. People are able to add to it real quickly. You know, you can go online and, you know, add whatever you want or change it and send it out to your friends.
I understand now there's kind of a high-tech hanky code, that there's an app.
That's what I've heard. I've not checked it out.
Well, that leads me to wonder whether this is something that is kind of a holdover from people who came of age 20, 30 years ago. Are young people also into the hanky code?
Yes. It's not as widespread in general these days. However, you go to some of the large leather events like International Mr. Leather, it is a sea of red, yellow, gray, and black hankies.
Wow.
And hunter green.
You are not, that I noticed, wearing any hankies right
no.
now.
I stopped wearing hankies because I keep my cell phone in that my left pocket.
That's what technology has changed, right?
You know, it's like I kept losing hankies when I'd pull my phone out.
Well, you're going to have to think of something else, some other way to do this. So if I were going bar hopping on Capitol Hill, would I see these?
Yes, you would.
Everywhere I look?
Out and about. Not everywhere.
Boy, I'm never going to think of nightlife in the same way again, Jeff. The hanky code from subculture secret to iPhone app. Jeff Hennis is the owner of Doghouse Leathers on Capitol Hill in Seattle and a founder of Seattle Men in Leather. Gay Pride Month culminates in Seattle on Sunday with the 40th annual Gay Pride Parade. It kicks off at 11 a.m. on 4th and Union in downtown Seattle.